We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Ma'achol Yakum, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Dalid. V'zeh Bechinas Isur She'os Rabbi Seinazal Gvinois Shel Nochrim. And this also explains why the Gemara, the Chachamim, assered cheeses made by a non-Jew. As the Gemara speaks about this in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. Gvinois daika, cheese is forbidden, avaloi hachema, but butter has a different halacha. Butter is different from cheese. V'alkein noyagim heter bechema sholehem bekama mekoimois. And this is why when it comes to butter made prepared by goyim, there the in Yoredei and Siman Kuf Tezvov, it discusses different circumstances where even though cheese would be forbidden, the butter is okay. Interesting, we know when it comes to mixing fish and dairy, there are some people that do eat fish and dairy, bagels with lox and cream cheese, and there are some that don't. There are some that it's forbidden. There are poiskim that say that it's forbidden 100%, and that in some ways it's sakona. It's very strict. So even those who don't mix fish and dairy, butter has a lighter halacha. Butter, when it comes to that, is not the same as cheese or other product or milk. Now Rav Nosson Zalk explains, Al pima shekosavnu le'el behilchas basar b'cholov. This is tied into what we discussed earlier in the laws of basar b'cholov, halacha aleph. Shebecholov yesh bo adayin k'tzas achiz olehem. That when it comes to milk, the sitrachra has a small degree of a hold on it. Sheze bechinas nisyuve dechalba. This is the concept of the waste matter of the milk, like the whey. There are different things that they make from milk. They make butter, they make cheese, and there are these other products. When the milk separates, that they make these other products. What the Gemara calls this nisyuve dechalba, if I'm not mistaken, it's what we call whey in English. Shehein hapsoilis canal. That's the psoilis, the waste of the milk, in a sense. V'alkein osru cholov shechalovoi nochri ve'ein Yisrael royehu. And because of the fact that milk has a little bit, the sitrachra has an achiz on milk to a degree, that's why the rabbis forbid us to drink milk that's been milked where the processing was done by a non-Jew without Jewish supervision. What we call Cholav Yisroel, where there's a Jew supervising the milking process. Ki ha'echolav shubchinat d'kdusha, b'chinas kdushas loshna kodesh, tzorech l'shomroi v'litein boi einov, sheloi tishloi boi ayin hora shel shivam umois. Because milk, which is also an aspect of kedusha, meaning it has a kesher to loshna kodesh, you have to guard it and protect it and watch it with your eyes. A Jewish eye has to be on it so that the ra'ayin of the goyim shouldn't harm it in any way. Me'achar sheyesh bo adayin k'tzas achiz alehem b'mu'ud kanal. Since we know that milk has a little bit of an attachment to the sitrachra to it, as we said before, and as Rav Nosson Zal discusses in Basar B'cholov Aleph. V'alkein osru ha'gevinoi shelehem. And this is why the rabbis said that cheese that's processed by a goy, you're not allowed to eat. Ki achar shechoizer hecholov, shu bebchinas eitz hadas, sherubo itoiv kanal, because when the milk is processed into cheese, it curdles into cheese, this milk, which is bechinas eitz hadas toivora, the milk has good in it and bad in it. But the majority is good. That's why milk is kosher. Kishechoizeres lehizbar kanal, when it goes through this second stage of birur, of being made into cheese, azay nimtzo shechoizer hagvina liyos bebechinas eitz hadas, bechinas targum. Then the cheese is going again, a second time, into this category of eitz hadas, toivora, like targum. Ki hachemo sheniklat al pnei acholov, hu bechinas hatoiv hamuvchor shebo. Because the butter, or the cream, as they call it, that rises on the top of the milk, that's considered to be the choicest part of the milk. V'hanisyuve dechalba, whereas the whey, the part that separates, like the watery part of the milk, that hein hapsoilis, that's like the waste matter of it. Vehein bebchinas hora, and that represents the negative aspect of it, ad sheyesh deyesh shebeemes asura kanal, to the point where there's an opinion that that's forbidden completely. You have different milk byproducts, renin. I've seen a little bit. I'm not knowledgeable as the way I'd like to be, but I saw a write-up recently. They had in one of the Jewish newspapers a major write-up describing how this is done, how they make cheeses, how they make butter, and how they make whey, how to get this whey, and also rennet, which is something that's used. It's a byproduct of milk and dairy things. And again, there's a kosher one, there's a non-kosher, there's different ways. V'heim bebchinas hora, this psoilus is considered, they represent the negative side of it to the point where there's an opinion that says it's not kosher. Nimtza. So we see, therefore, shehagvino shehi nasis achar shemoitzien hachemo shebchinas hatovenal, the cheese which is made after we've already taken out the choicest part of the milk, the butter, what Rav Nosson Zal is calling the butter, which is the choicest part. She'oz mevarin hanishor. So we've taken out the highest degree of toiv. Now we're taking what's left, and we're trying to make a birur on that. Ve'oisim gvina. And from that we make cheese. U'mashenishar achar kach. And what remains after that process, hu psoilas gomor. That's the complete waste. Bechinas ra. Nimtza shehagvina hi bechinas memutza bein ra letoiv. So therefore it comes out that the cheese is somewhere in the middle. It's not a level of toiv like the chemo is. It's not a level of ra like the psoilas gomor. It's somewhere in the middle. Nimtza shehi ato bebchinas targum. So cheese is compared to targum, which is that intermediary language between Loshon Kodesh and the languages of the Goyim. Bechinas eitz hadas toiv ora. It's that v'alkein osru gvinois shelohem. That's why cheese that's prepared by a goy, the Chachamim say, is forbidden. Ki yesh lohem shom achiza gedoyla. Because where there's toiv and ra in equal proportion, there the sitrachra has a very strong hold on it. Ki hem kruchim shom tomid linoig derech hatargum kanal. Because the sitrachra is always trying to get in there to draw from this targum, because the sitrachra knows that there's toiv and ra. V'alkein, where there's complete toiv, the sitrachra can't really get access to there. Where there's toiv or ra, they know that's their best candidate to attack and to try to draw from. V'alkein, asarua chachomim. That's why the chachomim said that the cheeses prepared by a goy are forbidden. Ki hi bebchinas isur derabonon. Again, this is not an isur doraisa. This is not coming from Loshna Kodesh, it's Issa de Rabbonon, it's coming from Torah Shebal Peh, which is Targum, which is Toiv Ora. B'chinas Torah Shebal Peh, Shebchinas Targum, Kenizker Le'el B'Hilchas Taru B'Saloch Aleph, as we discussed earlier. V'ze Shedikdek Karno, and this is why the Gemara says in Chulin, Daf Kuftal Aramid Bey, is that one of the rabbis, Karno, made a statement, and he said, Oif Ugvino, Necholin ba'apikoyren, that chicken, poultry, and cheese can be eaten ba'apikoyren. V'loy omar oif v'cholov. He didn't say poultry and milk. He said poultry and cheese. Oif u'gvino daiko, ki ha'gvino hi b'chinas ha'oif. V'shovem o'id l'b'chinas ha'oif. Because cheese is similar to poultry. Chicken, birds, shehi biyitzira, they correspond to the oilam hayitzira, which is bechinas targum, which is where you have that toivora. Kanizker leel behilchas simone oiftor, as we discussed earlier, in the laws of kosher birds, differentiating between kosher birds and non-kosher birds, shezehu bechinas gvina kanal. That's the cheese, which is also this concept of toivora, this noiga. V'alkein loyosru hachemo, and it's for this reason that the rabbis did not put an iser on butter of a goy, ki hachemo hi bechinas hatoiv hamuvchor, because butter represents the choicest part of the milk, she'ein lohem achizaboy, where the sitrachra has no hold on that. They can't draw from that. Ve'einam yecholim linog derasham. They can't draw power from there. Ki ikar yenikosam derech ha-targum. Their main yenika comes is through targum, shehu ma'orav toiv ora, which is a mix of good and bad. Avol bebechinas toiv ha-muvchor, ein lohem achiz ha-shom. Whereas in the choicest good, in the best part, there they have no ability to draw from. V'ze kisheshoal Rabbi Shmuel es Rabbi Yeshua, mipnei ma osru givinois shel nochrim. Now Rav Nosson Zal takes us to a Mishnah in Masecht Avodah Zarah, where the Mishnah there has a discussion between two rabbis discussing the kashrus of certain things. And the Mishnah says there that Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua, why did the rabbis make a takona that Jews are not allowed to eat cheese made by a goy? Shaloi, so Rabbi Yeshua, responded with a question, and he said to him, Yishmoel Ochi, my brother Yishmoel, Heich ato koire, how do you read this pasuk in Shira Shirin? The pasuk ki toivim doidecho miayin. Do you read the word doidecho, or do you read the word doidayich? Veheshiv loi, and Rabbi Shmoel responded to Rabbi Yeshua, Umasik, and the Gemara has a whole discussion there where it says, Einad over Cain. That's not the way you should read it. Elo ki toivim doidecho miyoyin. The correct way you should be reading it is the way we read it today, ki toivim doidecho miyoyin. Upirshu Rabbi Senuzal, and the Gemara over there, when the Gemara discusses this Mishnah, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Hey, Omer Aleph, the Gemara explains what Rabbi Yeshua was hinting to by asking him about that pasuk. And he said to him that if you read it doidecho, then what it's referring to is arevim olai divrei doidecho. The words of your beloved, doidecho could mean beloved, or doidecho could mean the breast. So here, doidecho refers to the chachomim, the rabbis, who are the beloved ones of Hashem, kavyochel. So here, Rabbi Yeshua was saying, if you read it doidecho, then what it means is that the words of the chachomim, doidecho, shehem takonois chazal, are sweet, are arevim, yoiser miyenoi shel Torah. Even better, Hashem enjoys them more than the wine of Torah, meaning the Torah shebichsav. Hashem enjoys the Torah shebalpeh more than he enjoys the Torah shebichsav. Look at this. Just at that moment, when Rabbi Shmuel was asking Rabbi Yeshua the question about cheeses from a goy, shehein bebechinas eitz hadas, which we explained previously, that cheese corresponds to the eitz hadas. Cheese corresponds to klipas noiga, which is toivora. Bechinas Targum, Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh, because Targum is the intermediary between Loshon Kodesh versus the languages of the Goyim. So Targum is also that Toivora, that mix of good and bad. So when he was asking him a Shaila about cheese, which is associated with Toivora, Targum, Al Kain Pilpelimoi, Be'inyan Posig Doidecho Miyoyim. That's when Rabbi Yeshua was mefalpel with Rabbi Shmuel on this pasuk toivim doidech miyoyim laharois loy. He wanted to point out to Rabbi Shmuel ulohidioy and to teach him mizeh haposuk from this pasuk in Shir Hashirim sheikar shleimus lashon hakodesh hu al yedei lashon targum dafka, that the main perfection and completion of lashon kodesh, of the written Torah, is dependent on Loshon Targum, the Torah Shebal Peh. Shubchinas Torah Shebal Peh, Hamashlemes LaTorah Shebichsav, which is what completes the Torah Shebichsav. V'ikar HaShleimus Al Yidei HaTorah Shebal Peh Kanal. And the main Shleimus is through the Torah Shebal Peh. K'moy Sheheshev Loi LaBasoif, as Rabbi Yeshua answered him in the end, Ki Toivim Doidecho. We read the word doidecho, referring to the chachamim, the rabbis, referring to the Torah Shebal Peh. Arevim olai divrei doidecho yoiser miyeno shel Torah. Kitevim doidecho meyoyin. The words of doidecho, of your beloved ones, of your rabbis, are more special to you, Hashem, than the wine of Torah, which means the Torah Shebichsav. V'zeh b'chinas iser d'rabonon shel hagvinois. And this is tied in to the rabbinical prohibition on cheeses of the goyim. Shehu b'chinas targum kanal, which we explained in the previous paragraphs, that cheese corresponds to targum. It's also a b'china of toi vora in the milking process. V'alkein b'iser hagvinois daiko heishiv loizois. And that's why, specifically, when Rabbi Shmuel was trying to understand this takona, the rabbis, about the cheeses, that's when Rabbi Shmuel parried with him and said to him, how do you interpret that pasuk, kitavim doidech miyayim? Meaning, do you realize how important the takonas of the Chachamim are? Ki hagvinois he miyuchodim biyoyser bebechinas, because cheeses are special in a way. Bebechinas targum, they're associated with targum. Kasher niglo lo'ayin b'chush konal. As we see in physical nature, that cheese is an important item. People, you know, people value it. Kizeh haposuk medaber mimailas shlemus losh nakoidish, because that posuk in Shir Hashirim kitovim doidech miayim, that whole discussion there is speaking about the importance and perfection of losh nakoidish. Kemoishikosov, as it says over there, Yishakeni Meneshiko Ispiu, Kitovim Dadech Miyayim, Vialkein Himshila Torah Layayim. And that's also why the Torah, the written Torah, is compared to wine, Ki Hayayim Hubebechinas Shleimus Loshna Koidish. Because wine represents perfection of Loshna Koidish, Bechinas Tikkun HaBris. Wine represents Tikkun HaBris, Kimavur B'maymar Haiman, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Chof Tes and Likutei Moran Tanina. Look at the coincidence that we're learning this right after the day after Shushan Purim. We know that Rabbeinu Zal was quoted as saying about Purim, that on Purim when Jews drink wine, even the breast livers, even those people who avoid wine and intoxicating things throughout the whole year, On Purim specifically, there's an inyan of libesume bepuria, and Rabbeinu Zal said that drinking wine at the right time is tikkun HaBris, as is being pointed out here. This is the source for it, Torah Chof Tes and Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph. Ve'ikar ha-shleimus, and the main shleimus of yayin, of the Torah Shebichsav, toloi b'lishoin targum, is dependent on targum, mechinas Torah Shebalpeh. That's if you follow the interpretation of doidecha, the emphasis is being put on the takonas of the Chachamim, the Torah Shebalpeh. Whereas if you read it the other way, doidayich, the Gemara shows over there that if you interpret it doidayich, it's referring to something else completely, not referring to the takonas of the Chachamim. Paragraph Hey, Vize Sheos Rabbi Seinuzal Sheloi Lishtois Mashke Hameshaker Bevei Sakum. And this is why the Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeya Simen Kuf Yudale that a Jew is not allowed to drink wine or any intoxicating beverage in the house of a goy. Ki hashichrus ubechinas eitz hadas toivora, bechinas irvuv hadas. Kenizker leil bilchas simona behemet chay toira, haloch aleph. Because getting drunk is a concept of the eitz hadas. We know that one of the interpretations is Sochato anovim v'nosnaloi, that the Eitz Hadas was a grapevine. She squeezed grapes and gave it to Adam Rishon. So drunkenness is a concept of Eitz Hadas, Toivora, which is Irvuv Hadas. Irvuv means confusion. Irvuv means a mixture. Eruv, Toiv and Ra, good and bad mixed together, which is the Eitz Hadas. V'alkein osur leishtaker bevei sakum penyeh nilkat shom. And this is why a Jew is not allowed to drink, get drunk, in the house of a goy, or in a place of avodah zorah, because we're afraid that he's gonna fall. Sheyisaches boi hora shel shivim umos, that the negative side, the ra of the 70 nations, which shehem kruchim tomed linoig derech hatargum, which are always trying to draw from the kedusha via the Targum. They can't go direct to the Kiddusha. They go through the intermediary, which is Targum, which is Bechinas Eitz Hadas, Shezeh Bechinas Shichrus. That's this concept of Shichrus. Because the Gemara says about wine, that wine is one of those things that's called Tiroish. Why? Because either Tehei Roish or Tehei Rosh. If a person drinks wine properly, It expands the moich. It gives him moich in the gatlus. That's why we don't start Shabbos without wine. We don't have a wedding without wine. Yontif, a wedding, dvorim shebikdushas, begin with wine. Because wine opens up the brain. It's harchova sadas when you drink it bigdusha. When it's drunk the other way, but it can go either way. It's targum, toivora. The other way, the person loses. He drank senseless. He was drunk senseless. That word, histalkus adas chas v'shon. B'china seitz adas, v'zeh b'china shichrus. Paragraph vov, v'zeh she'osro toiro la'asoy schoiro b'dvorem ho'asurim. This will also explain why the Torah forbids us to do business with those things that are osur for a Jew, non-kosher, things that are forbidden for a Jew. As it's, again, the Shulchan Aruch points out in Yoredeya Simen Kuf Yud Zayin. Ki hamasa umatn hu bechinas tikkun hakloli. Because business, doing business, conducting business, is a form of tikkun hakloli. Bechinas tikkun habris. Ki mevur b'maymar hayman hanal. Ein shom heitev. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in this chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Chof Tes again, the same chapter. That chapter discusses three different types of tikkun hakloli. Tikkun hakloli of bris, tikkun hakloli of money, and a third type. V'al kein bevadai yefsher lasois tikkun hazeh aydei masa umatn bedvorem hoasurim. And since masa umatn represents a type of tikkun hakloli, you can't do it with forbidden things, with things that are forbidden. Shehein hein bechinas ra hakoilel. Because when something is completely forbidden, it shows that that item is attached to the ra hakoilel, to something, to the total negative, which is hefech tikkun habris, the opposite of tikkun habris. V'alkein osur lasois masu matan behem. Therefore, a Jew is not allowed to do business with those things. V'alkein, and therefore, im nizdamnuloi, if he didn't go to do business with it, let's say somebody owed him money and the guy wasn't paying, and the guy said, I can only pay you with this thing. And he figures he better take it, because if he doesn't take it, he ain't going to get paid at all. If it came upon him without him going at it, you know, without him intentionally looking to do business with it, mutter lemochrom, he's allowed to sell it. He's allowed to sell it just to get the money for, you know, to get his money back. Ki ein ho isur ra. Again, we're not talking here halacha. We're talking likutei halacha. So I'm not going into any aspect of the technical halacha lemais on this. Ki ein ho isur rak lasois masu matan behem. Because the isur is only against the Jew doing business with those things. So I was intentionally buying it, going to buy it for the sake of selling it and making profit. To go out, search, to buy intentionally non-kosher things for the purpose of selling it. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this issue of masa umatan, doing business. In Hebrew it's called masa umatan. Ki hamasa umatan yesh boi shtei bechinois. Bechinas masa u bechinas matan. Masa umatan consists of two things, masa and matan. Hainu, bechinas masa hu bechinas hapegam. The term masa refers to a pegam, a defect, a sin, chas v'shom, for example. Bechinas masa koved. There's a pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Ches where it speaks about a person's sins or a person's suffering as a heavy burden. So the word masa represents something negative, a pegam, an avera. The hamaton hu bechinas hatikun. Maton represents the tikun for the sin. Ayin shom heitev b'maymar nal. Look in Torah Chof Tes in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this over there. Vehine, kefi teva haloshen shel masa umatan, hainu kniya u'mechira. Now, the way that these terms are used by people, when we talk about doing business, masa umatan, which means buying and selling, hainu masa huloshen kabola, shekoina aschira. Masa refers to being on the receiving end, where a person is buying merchandise in order to go ahead and resell it. Umatan, hainu shenoisno umoichro lacherim. The word maton refers to his giving it or selling it to others. כי באמס יקרה תיקן המס ומתן ותכליסוי הוא מחירס הסחוירה שמקבל באדם אומים. The main goal in doing business, when a person goes to the Orient, to Hong Kong, to buy merchandise, he ain't going there to buy merchandise. He's going there to get merchandise to sell. He's trying to find the right thing that's going to sell well. He's not looking to acquire. He's looking to unload. But in order to unload, you have to first acquire. That's him. His tachlis is selling the schoira and getting money for it. Ki kol kavona sa'odam b'masu matan shekoina schoira moichra, because the whole intention of the person in doing business, in buying merchandise and selling it, ikar kavanosoi al hamechira. His main intention is for the selling. Sheyimkoir haschoira v'yarviach b'momen. He's going to sell this merchandise and make a profit. Shirak bishvil zeh oisa hamasu matan. That's the only reason why he's conducting this business. Kedei laharviach momoin, in order to profit money. Ki zeh ikra tachle shal masumatan. That's the goal, the objective. Dahainu horevach momoin shemarviach al yodoi. The profit, the money, monetary profit he's going to make. Sheboi toli chiyusoi or parnasosoi. His life and his parnosa depend on that. Ki hamomoin hu shleimus hanefesh. Because we know that money is what helps to complete a person's soul. Kenizker le'el b'hilches chel of Adam, aluch aleph. As we discussed earlier in Hilches Chel of Adam. Rak she'ief shelovo il hatachles hatoiv hazeh l'arviach momoin u'lahashlem nafshei boi. Just that we know that it's impossible for a person to accomplish that goal, meaning to make a money monetary profit to be and mashlem his nefesh, kiyem al yidei maso umatan, without performing this whole business cycle. Dahainu shetzorech liyegia v'tircha liknoi schoira. He has to struggle and work to go buy merchandise ulamochra and to sell it. She'ief shel harviach kima yidei zeh, and it's impossible to make profit without following this whole cycle from beginning to end. This is the curse that Hashem issued after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, where Hashem said, "Be'itzovain, with struggle, with depression, you will eat." Ki yefsher laharviach momoin kim al yedei sheyelech veyavor derech bechinas ha'itzovain. It's impossible to make a profit of a monetary profit unless he goes through this itzovain shehu bechinas avoyde zora anpen chashuchim. And we know that atzvus itzovain, which means atzvus, is associated with avoyde zora, a face of darkness. Ukemuvon b'maimar tzivit sotzedek, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Chav Gimel in Likut Imran, chapter 23. Shafilu mi shemarviach momoin bigdusha, that even those people who are making a profit of money, bigdusha, selling tefillin, mezuzas, yef sheloi laharviach ad sheyavor derech bechina soitzovoin, it's impossible for the person to make a profit without going through this itzovoin, this atzvus, the yizboil chevle leida, and he has to suffer birth pains, velitzoik hashivin kolin kfulin shel yoledes, and he has to scream the double 70 screams that a woman giving birth to a child screams koidem sheyeled, before he produces, dahainu horevach, before he makes the profit, hamechuna b'shem leida, which is referred to as the birth. That's the birth. That's the end product. Nimtza, shebetchilas hamaso umatan be'eis shenichnas l'soichoy. Therefore, when the person is first starting in this cycle called maso umatan, dahainu be'eis shekoina haschoira, meaning when he's first buying the merchandise that he needs to be able to sell. In the case of a sofer, he's buying parchment and ink and a table, and there's all kinds of investment before he's turning out the profit. Azai hu nichnas lahayegia vahatircha. That's when he's entering into this struggle, this bother, this effort, this work. Bechinas beitzovain hanal. He's going into that bubble called itzovain. Vazai hu mekabel olav oil maso kovid. And then he's taking upon himself this heavy burden. Sheze b'chinas b'itzavoin. Shu b'chinas avoidezoro shenikro maso. This is the term b'itzavoin, which is associated with avoidezoro, which is called maso, a heavy burden. K'moy shekosev, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, kapitel memvov, v'lo yochlu malet maso. And the word maso over there is used to refer to avodah zarah. V'alkei nikra hascholas hamaso umatn dahinu kniyos haschoira b'shem maso. And this is why the beginning, the first phase in this cycle of making money, the phase which involves acquiring merchandise, is called maso. Kihu bechinas maso mamish, because it is a burden. It's a heavy burden. Bechinas maso koved hanemar bedivrei Rabbeinu b'maymar haiman hanal. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Chavtes and Likutei Moran, shetzorech lisa olav maso zu liyos yogea v'toireach uletapel baschoira kedei lizkois larviach momenai deze. That the person has to put in serious effort. It's not so simple. Got to make phone calls. Who has the parchment? Which one is cheaper? Which one is better? And he's got to go pick it up, and he's got to make sure it's the right thing. And he's got to pay the person. He's got to bring it back. And steps, all of this yegia and tircha, that's all under that umbrella term, be'itzavoin, or maso. And he's got to be metapel with the schoira in order to produce money from it. He's got to write on it. Al yedei ze v'achar kach kishegoymer amasumatn. And when the person completes the cycle, dahainu shemoicher haschoira, he sells his merchandise umekabel ba'ado momoin, and he receives the money umarviach, and hopefully he made a profit. Azai yoytzei mebechinas beitzovin anal. That's when he exits. He leaves that category of the itzovin. Mebechinas hashivin kolin anal, from the 70 screams of the person giving birth. The yoyleid horevach shel mamoin. And he produces the child of this effort, which is money, the profit. Shehu chiyusoi ushleimus nafshoi, which is his life. They call it livelihood. It's his life. That's the word that is called his parnosa, which is his shleimus hanefesh. This is going to help him be able to eat. This is going to be able to help him provide clothing and food for his wife, for his kids, which is all part of shleimus hanefesh for him. V'alkein nikro hagmar dahainu hamechira b'shem matan. And it's for this reason that the completion of the parnosa cycle is called matan. Dahainu hamechira, the sale of the merchandise, is called b'shem matan, shehu b'chinas hatikun kanal. That's the tikun. Ki azai nistakein b'chinas pigam hamasa. That's when he's fixing the first part, which was called the masa, which represented the defect, the sin. Umashlich meyolov hamaso hakoved, and he removes from himself that heavy burden, that heavy load. Bechinas beitzova in shoya boy mitchila, the atzvus that he was involved in when he first started. Vze shekoru es hakinyan v'amchira b'shem maso umatam, and this is why they refer to this acquiring of merchandise and selling the merchandise. It's called maso umatam, shehu bechinas hapegam v'hatikun. That's the defect and the tikun. We know, for example, most people, unfortunately, most people in the business world, in order to do business, take the real estate business. Most of that, people are doing it with other people's money, not their own money, the bank's money. So the person first has to go to the bank to get a loan. And he gets a loan, and the loan is a few hundred thousand dollars, let's say. And he has to work at it. He has to show them papers, 100 proof of, to get this wonderful gift, which is a minus. Alone, that now he's in debt, and they have their claws in him. They have a hold on his, a lien on his house, or this or that, and he was successful in borrowing this money, but now he's got this masa on him. He has this yoke on him, this pigam. He's got a minus on him, And with this minus, he's going to go buy real estate. He's going to buy something, invest in something, because he's assuming and hoping that he's going to buy it for 50 and sell it for 75 or for 100 or whatever. And then as soon as he does sell it, if he's a kosher person, the first thing he's got to do is go back to the bank and give them back their 50 and then clear a profit. And that profit, he's going to miser it. And then he's going to, and now he has money to live on. That word live, chius, his shleimus hanefesh, parnosa, all kinds of things, mitzvahs and things that he's going to do with it.